Joining us now is NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Jeremy.
And the line that really stood out there, and it's been making headlines today from Donald Trump, is Hillary Clinton is a bigot. She responded on Anderson Cooper on CNN last night. Here she is.
Oh, Anderson, it reminds me of that great saying that Maya Angelou had, that when someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time. And Donald Trump has shown us who he is. And we ought to believe him. He is taking a hate movement mainstream. He's brought it into his campaign.
And today, Hillary Clinton is talking about the alt-right movement in a speech, which she's trying to tie to the Trump campaign. What do you make of all of this, Ron?
First of all, I doubt that Nigel Farage will become the new spokesperson for the Trump campaign, although the Brexit comparison to the Trump campaign is not an idle comparison. Many people were making it back when they had that vote earlier this year in Great Britain, and there was a sense then that it was an anti-establishment vote, an anti-London vote, if you will, an anti-all those who supposedly know better vote. And particularly, it was delightful for the supporters of the Brexit to defeat the pollsters who had dismissed them all along. So, of course, the parallels here are pretty easy to draw for those people who feel alienated from Washington, who feel alienated from globalism, and who feel alienated from the polls that they're seeing showing Donald Trump, their candidate, losing this election. That is hard for them to accept, and they take a lot of comfort in knowing that pollsters can be wrong, as they were in Great Britain. But to turn to the alt-right part of this question, part of the reason that Donald Trump is calling Hillary Clinton a bigot and pushing back very hard on the characterizations of his own campaign is because he has brought on board as his new campaign chairman Steve Bannon, who has called his own digital publication Breitbart.com the digital voice of the alt-right movement. And the alt-right movement is a younger, perhaps hipper, somewhat ironic version of what we used to call racialists, or people who were white supremacists, or people who liked to make a lot of jokes on a racial basis and now are doing it on the internet. That is one of the characterizations of the alt-right.
And we're going to be talking more about that, especially after we hear from Hillary Clinton. But I do want to get your thoughts, Ron, on what's going on her side of the campaign with 15,000, almost 15,000 emails and documents that weren't originally disclosed, the FBI found. This just seems to be drip, 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 drip on this story. What's the latest here, and does it matter?
The 15,000 number probably includes a certain number of duplicates. That's what we've been told, that these are documents that have been seen before, that have been released before, but which the FBI discovered and wasn't sure were the same ones. So we'll see over time as these are all examined. And the latest is essentially that we're going to see this rolled out over the next several weeks before the campaign ends, before the actual election day, and we will see whether or not these documents, these emails, are different from the ones that we've been seeing over the last many months. Actually, this server was first revealed a year and a half ago, so we've been talking about it for quite a long time.
And have we found anything in all of that time that one could say, here's the smoking gun, Hillary Clinton did something wrong, and we know that because of this email?
Some of her critics have found in some of her emails indications that she held too long to a mischaracterization of the cause of the death of Ambassador Stevens in Benghazi in Libya in 2012, that she stayed with the party line too long after she should have known better. Some have disputed that as well. But there are things you can find and you can talk about. Nothing along the nature of what someone would call a smoking gun, as we've seen as she has proceeded not only to win the nomination, but also to lead in the polls.
And now people are going to be looking to see whether there's any evidence of these emails that Hillary Clinton at the State Department did favors basically for the Clinton Foundation.
And there is no question that some of the people who gave money to the Clinton Foundation also appealed to her for favors when she was at the State Department. So folks are going to have to look at who those people were and what those favors were. And of course, she has had some characterization, some opportunity to characterize who those people were and what the favors were. And they're also going to have to ask how many of those people had already known Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton for 20, 30, 40 years before there ever was a Clinton Foundation. So the connections will have to be scrutinized, even as the Clinton's own actions will have to be scrutinized.
And we will continue to scrutinize them and talk about them with you, Ron Elving, NPR Senior Washington Editor and Correspondent, who joins us almost every day these days with the campaign news. Ron, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.